And we welcome you back here from the Pine Belt Arena, getting set for the start of the third quarter. Manchester leads Jackson 26-18 here as we get set for the start of half number two. Matt Harmon, Ed Saraluca, thanks to our good buddy Scott Stump from Shore Sports Network for stopping by. Always filled with a wealth of knowledge, Ed, with everything going on around the shore.
He sure is. You know, I did breach the story about Mabry, you know, possibly coming back. And Mabry, by the way, in the house tonight watching the Manasquan team. But he avoided it like everybody else has been avoiding it all week since we've heard. And until it happens, let's just say that's the word and the rumors.
Well, I think that's a bit of the problem with a story like that, because there's been the change here, the change there, rumors over the past couple of years. Until January 2nd shows up and you're in one school or the other, then you know what actually the situation is.
Exactly. But we did talk about this one, and, you know, we mentioned you live by the three, you die by the three. And I asked Scott, is Manchester going to be living large tonight, or are they going to be dying in the second half? And he seems to think they could keep this up. I mean, you get on a roll like this, and, you know, things just start, magic just starts to happen. As you mentioned in the first half, Matt, they didn't hit a whole lot of threes throughout the course of the first three games until the overtime period against Toms River South. Then all of a sudden, threes started to rain left and right. They picked right up in this championship game.
A very solid performance overall so far for this Manchester team. Hawks lead it 26-18.
You know, Kayshawn Barnes comes into this contest scoring 19 a game. And, you know, a lot of points early in the season here from a basically new player. As we mentioned, he transferred from Mattawan. He was the starting quarterback on the Hawk football team this year. But 19 points. Almastika, 13 on the year. Horney, 12 on the year. Reynolds, 14. So they got a lot of people that can score points.
Setting up here for the start of the second half, it'll be Jackson basketball. Teams changing ends, obviously. It'll be Jackson now moving towards their own bench. Right to left on your radio dial.
Oh, double dribble, right?
Adam Iola called for a double dribble right off the inbound, 8 seconds in, and a turnover coming. Check the lineups for you. Torney, Barnes, Barlow, Almastika, and Reynolds, the five on the floor for Manchester. They've only gone six deep. Palumo, Blue, Carter, Adam Iola, the starting five back on the floor for Jackson. Nice crossover move. Great speed for Jackson, for Manchester. And it's another three to begin here. This time it's Jordan Torney, who didn't have a three, but joins the effort here to give Manchester their biggest advantage of the night, 29-18. 45 seconds into our third quarter. This is Eric Carter trying to back his way down. Kick out pass for Blue. Step back jumper from the foul line off the mark. No good. Carter gets the loose ball, flipping it over the shoulder. Was expecting Hill to cut. He never did. And the turnover for Manchester.
You know, when you face a Jackson team, Matt, or a team like Jackson, 6'8", 6'7", 6'5", Adam Iola.
That's a three again.
Excuse me.
Shavar Reynolds from the outside. His third three. He's got 11.
My point was that they're almost forced into taking the three because you can't really get anything inside on the two big guys.
Well,
they've certainly taken advantage of that.
Time maybe to move another chess piece for Joe Fagan, because if your idea is to let him shoot the three, it's not working right now. Manchester has opened up a 32-18 advantage, 14-point spread, full timeout taken by the aforementioned Coach Fagan to talk things over. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to the WOBM Christmas Classic for the 30th time here on the Shore Sports Network. 6:30 to play in the third quarter. Early timeout taken by Jackson, trying to calm the storm down right now. That is the three-point barrage of Manchester.
How many, Matt? Count them up. Two this half, I know that.
Eight.
Eight threes already, and we're a minute and a half into the second half for Manchester. Outstanding shooting.
Jackson basketball here. Down by 14, 32-18. Hill has the ball far sideline. Carter between the circles. Two bounces to his right, hands off for Hill. Screen and roll set up out of the high-low. Carter, a couple of ball fakes, gets it up and in on the right side.
Power move by Carter that time. Carter alone keeping the Jags in this ballgame.
Yeah, has 13 of the team's 20 right now. From the foul line, that jumper off the mark by Kayshawn Barnes. Last touched by Manchester. It'll be Jackson basketball. 5:55 to go, third quarter. Hawks lead the Jags.
I think they made a mistake, Matt. I think
Manchester ball now.
Yes, Manchester.
Barnes putting it in for Almastica. Now it'll be Barlow to set the offense on the right side.
Luja George had one of those senior moments right there. Pointed the wrong way.
Reynolds gives off Barnes in the left corner. Barnes will pull back out and reset. Trying to break down Blue. One on one. Nice move. Step back three. Well short. But the loose ball picked up by Torney. Back now to Barnes to reset the offense with 5:20 to go in the third.
I think that's what they do very well. Any offensive board, they always go back and reset with Barnes.
And Barnes lost the handle on the dribble back near the midcourt line. It'll be a backcourt violation on Manchester. And Jackson will get the basketball. It'll be underneath their basket and a timeout taken here by Ryan Ramsey. It is a 30-second timeout. Let you know a little bit about what's coming up here on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth basketball back on the AM stations coming up on Thursday. Hawks open up a two-game homestand in conference play on Thursday night and then play again on Saturday night. Our next high school broadcast will come up right around the Shore Conference tournament, middle part of February. As always, check out shoresportsnetwork.com for the latest information.
Little change up this year, Matt, in the tournaments. Semifinals will be held at
Brick Memorial.
Brick Memorial. And the finals will be held at Long Branch. No, excuse me. The quarterfinals will be held at Long Branch.
Finals back at Monmouth.
Back at Monmouth, yes, sorry.
5 minutes to play here, third quarter. Jackson, off that Manchester timeout, has the ball. They've checked in Ricky Avilas into the game, number 35 for the first time tonight. Carter kicking out Blue. This is Palumo dribbling from left to right. Dumped down again for Carter on the right block. Went up for the dunk. He is fouled by Alma Sneakum. And we'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
Well, that would have been another slam, but Almastica held his arm, kept Carter from going up for the dunk. Carter shoots him at 41%. I'm not sure how many he's taken tonight, Matt, but 11 for 27 coming into this game.
Makes the first one here. He's got 14 points so far on the night. Make it 15. I mean, talk about a guy carrying his team right now. 15 to the 22 for the future Blue Hen, Eric Carter. 32-22, 10-point advantage for Manchester.
Jacks try to trap that time as the ball came across midcourt. Two-man trap.
4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Crossover for Barnes. Almastica set the screen. It's Hill who plays Barnes. Looking to penetrate past him. Left side of the lane. Almastica goes up. Count it. And the foul from the left side.
Power move by Almastica on Jesse Hill. Tremendous move on the baseline. And Hill picks up his first personal foul.
First team foul here in the half as well for Jackson. And Almastica with a second basket of the night. An opportunity for the old-fashioned three-point play, of which he takes care of. He's got five. And the lead back to 13, 35-22. Hawks with full-court pressure. Carter coming back to help out. Paluma will bring the ball up court. Break the with the dribble. 4:15 and moving here. Trap coming. Almasfika got his hands on it. It's a turnover. Loose ball picked up by Torney. This certainly is a bunch for Manchester.
Long arms, you know. Not, I mean, everybody 6'1 or so, but long arms and tough to throw the ball over top of them.
Barlow behind the back dribble. Reynolds, good ball fake. Skip in the corner. Here's a three on the way. Barnes got the shooter's roll. Side of the rim, all the way up in the air, and dropped in. First basket of the half for Kayshawn Barnes. He's got 14. And a turnover as the pressure for Manchester forces Jackson out of bounds.
16-point lead right now. Hawks, and they are riding high. Student section up in section 118, getting larger as the game goes on. A lot of people jumping on the bandwagon up there, man.
They're probably making calls right now saying you better get over to the game. We're doing pretty well. As a
couldn't get the ball in bounds.
Almost
so
a five-second call on Manchester. Timeout will be taken by the Hawks. Full timeout. We'll step out real quick as well. 3:31 to go third quarter. It's Manchester up 38-22, their biggest lead of the night. Back in 30 seconds with more WOBM Christmas Classic action on the Shore Sports Network. .30-31 to go third quarter. Matt Harmon and Sarah Luca courtside at the beautiful Pine Belt Arena here. Part of the complex at Towns River High School North, one of the jewels of the Shore Conference in terms of courts. Manchester leads 38-22. Off the inbound, a three up and in for Jordan Torney. He's got eight now for the game. Two threes in the third quarter. Up ahead of the field is Jackson. This is a 19-point lead right now. Biggest of the night for the Hawks. Hill around a screen. From the elbow, right side, he gets it to go. His first basket of the night.
Yeah, 4 points on the night for Hill. Two foul shots prior. No doubt the Jaguars are shook right now.
41-24, 2:55 to go. Almasfika looking to go against Carter. Right up over the top. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Carter. It'll be Manchester basketball.
Little got a little piece of it, I guess. Almasfika better off driving and then kicking out. They've done that so well tonight. Rather than test the big guy.
Here's Barnes penetrating. That time Barlow will bypass the three. Tried the highlight reel. Left it. Well, wild off the backboard. Carter getting it up court. Here's Hill going to drive, and he will get it on the right side. The layup up and in. Hill's got back-to-back baskets. And a timeout has been taken by Joe Fagan. 2.5 minutes ago in the third. Little spurt here. 4-0 run for Jackson has made it 41-26 in favor of Manchester.
Surprised with the timeout, though, as you said, Matt. Little spurt. Had a little momentum going. Cut it from 20 back down to 15, but the quick timeout.
10 three-pointers. 30 of the 41 points have come via the long ball tonight for Manchester.
Tremendous shooting. They came out on fire, and they continued to be on fire throughout this one, especially from three-point range. 30 points from three-point range. How many baskets do they actually have? They've got some foul shots. I know that.
Only one.
One basket.
No, only one foul shot.
Oh, one foul. Okay, so they've got five
baskets.
Yeah.
Off the inbound, Manchester basketball. Jackson tried to press full court. Torney able to break that pretty easy. Hustling up court. Barnes in trouble. Splits the double team. Barlow bumped. Here's a three by Torney. That blocked by Hill. Loose ball picked up by Carter. Carter brings it up court. Hands off for Eddie Landy, who's back into the game. Landy, top of the key. His three on the way. Off the mark, no good. Hill pulls down the loose ball. Another possession here for Jackson inside of 2 minutes to go in the third. Hill crossing over, coming left, hanging in the air, lost the handle on it. Barnes breaking out. on a two-on-two. Barnes slicing through the lane and lays it up off the glass on the left side.
There was the highlight reel shot. That one went in.
16 for Kayshawn Barnes.
Barnes has got all the moves, Matt. He can take it to the bucket, he could shoot the three, and he can play defense.
43-26. 90 seconds to go. Adam Iola gets it on the post on the right side. Now the kick back out for Carter. Looking to weave his way down against Almasteca. Double coming. Out of bounds. Carter lost it. Manchester basketball.
Well, I'm not one to second guess any coach as successful as Joe Fagan, but I thought that timeout took the momentum away from the Hawks, away from the Jags a little bit.
Again, the full court pressure broken. Almasteca got the pass on the breakout, but was on the baseline when he caught it out of bounds. And it will be Jag basketball here. Manchester leading 43-26, 71 seconds to go in this third quarter. Manchester trying to complete a run to their first WOBM Christmas Classic Championship. Have only played in the finals two times, including this one. Carter inside will jam it in with the two hands. Finally able to open himself up. Carter another basket. He's got 17. Loose ball here, deflected in Jackson basketball.
Off a foot of a Hawk. Jackson's starting to get excited, but you look up at the scoreboard and it's still 15 points.
43-28. In favor of Manchester. Here's Blue working off the screen. Penetrating left side. Carter on the putback. He's got another basket. Eric Carter continuing to shoulder the load here. 19 of the 30 points for Jackson. 43-30 the score. Barlow penetrates. Here's a rare two attempt. Side rim no good from Torney.
Should have backed it out, Matt.
And Carter picks up the loose ball. Up ahead. Adam Iola, his three, no good. Hill, the putback left side. Blocked by Almasteca, who gives the foul. And Jesse Hill. ...painting here in the third quarter.
I know it's hindsight, but I might have held it for one shot if I was Manchester on that last possession. Rather than take the shot, you're going to give the Jags a chance to get 2 points closer here.
Free throw by Hill is good. Hill's got seven. Andre Davis will check in for Jackson, 6'2 junior. His first action of the night, replacing Eric Carter. No need for Carter to maybe grab that third foul. Give him a couple extra seconds on the bench. Free throw by Hill is up and in. He's got eight. 4.8 remaining. Quickly up court is Reynolds. Lets it go at the buzzer and hits the top of the backboard. And that is where we will head into our third quarter break. It is 43-32 Manchester. They lead Jackson by 11. Back after this quick 30-second timeout, you're listening to the WOBM Christmas Classic Championship on the Shore Sports Network.